for 7 bighorn sheep, mountain goat, and moose seasons and permit quotas. This is a briefing and a public hearing. We have Dr. Rich Harris here. Welcome.
Good morning. Good thing I was here early. We're so efficient.
Yeah, well.
So I will present to you some changes we are proposing for the hunting seasons and, well, permit quotas for the three species that I supervise, moose, bighorn, sheep, and mountain goats. I think you'll find, for the most part, these are minor changes responding to differences we've observed in population levels, nothing terribly substantive. Moose in Northeast Washington have been increasing over the past couple of decades. We continue to think that they are in pretty healthy state. I don't know if that's going to continue forever, but at the moment we are still seeing lots of moose, and moose conflicts in Region 1, and particularly in Districts 1 and 2, have generally been on an increasing trend. And so enforcement is faced with some difficulties. The Master Hunt program provides a limited opportunity for hunters to participate in that effort. You may recall last year I came to this body requesting that the number of master hunters be reduced from 20 to 10. That's because they weren't using very many of them. And that's still the case. I believe the most recent years they've only been able to use one or two of these. It's not because there aren't moose causing trouble. It's because there are only certain limited situations in which a hunter can safely, adequately be asked to help take care of that problem. Enforcement has now asked us to expand the area that's in the WAC as being the area in which master hunts can be permitted. Here's the approximate distribution of the current allowance for those moose master hunts, and enforcement in Region 1 has requested that the WAC be expanded. I don't anticipate that that's going to result in very many more master hunt permits actually being allocated, but it provides the flexibility that they think they need to respond to situations as moose are increasingly being seen outside of simply Spokane, but in a larger geographic area. The only other difference for moose is that there's a particular portion primarily of the Colville National Forest that's been off-limits to hunting because of Air Force Survival School issues and conflicts, and apparently that there has been now an agreement worked out to sort of tippy-toe into cooperative agreements to allow some limited hunting in that area, and I believe Jerry Nelson will tell you about some deer and elk opportunities in that area as well. And as part of that agreement, the military and the Forest Service are agreeable to limited moose seasons. So we are proposing two additional seasons, a total of 4 permits. This would provide also an opportunity for archery-only hunting of moose and muzzleloader-only hunting of moose. And at the moment, there are no special allocations of moose for those particular user groups. These would be any moose seasons, but when we say any moose, the vast majority of any moose permits in recent years taken have been bulls, because those are generally preferred by hunters. This would not actually have any population consequences, because the moose population there has been not hunted for a number of years, and we do have moose in that area. We think the population can withstand that extra harvest. To give you an idea of where this is located, in Pend'Oreille County, and then the next zooming in to within Pend'Oreille County, this is the approximate area that this detailed map shows you. We're calling this Moose Area 3 because there are already 1 and 2 in the existing hunter pamphlet. And then the red line here gives you an idea of where this is, for a relatively small area there in Pend'Oreille County. No other changes anticipated or needed for moose regulations or harvest in this coming year. For bighorn sheep, we have a few small changes responding to population increases and population decreases, and in one case, landowner concerns. So to remind you where our bighorn sheep herds are, this is a relatively approximate map of our existing herds. These herds in the Blue Mountains area, as well as this one in the Northeast, are considered to be the Rocky Mountain type of bighorns, and the other ones are considered to be the California type of bighorns. It's the distinction that matters more to hunters than to biologists, but we nonetheless use it. Of those herds, the Asotin herd here had been, there's normally been a permit given for that herd, even though it's relatively small due to the influence of pneumonia in that area. And last year we had actually suspended that permit because the disease went into that herd, and we expected to see a big decline in that herd. It's actually been a small decline. That doesn't necessarily mean the herd is by any means out of the woods. The history of disease in that part of the world is that we'll probably continue to see it cropping up now and again, and we'll have to be conservative. But nonetheless, that herd did not decline as much as we expected, so we can offer that permit again to the general public. In addition, there is the raffle permit that is provided to one person who can hunt any of the Rocky Mountain herds. And the proposal this year is that be extended to also include this herd, which is either Mountain View or Wenaha. The two herds kind of abut one another. And there are some big rams in that area that are of interest to hunters that are probably going to die relatively soon. And so there's a lot of hunter interest in those. Again, those herds are not doing terribly well, but that doesn't mean that there aren't a few rams in there that could be harvested by hunters with no great population effects. Among the California permits, the Lincoln Cliffs herd here on the Columbia west of Spokane has increased in recent years. That herd seems to be free of disease, knock on wood. And so that's gotten to the point where our general plan calls for that permit allocation to be increased. So we're going from one permit to two. That's our proposal. The Umtanum herd in the Yakima Canyon area, we're reducing the number of ram tags. We propose to do that, not so much because of a population change, but because if you recall from last year, and I'm sure you have too many details to remember them all, we'd actually artificially elevated the ram take in some of those herds to rebalance the sex ratio. Those herds had been donor populations to bighorn herds that were initiated on Indian reservations, and most of the animals taken were ewes. And so the population sex ratio got a little bit heavy toward rams, which is also not actually a very good thing. And so for a few years, we'd actually artificially taken more rams than the long-term plan would call for being sustainable. That's now back to closer to balance. And so we're cutting back to actually what the plan calls for in terms of the number of rams to be taken from this Umtanum herd. On the other side of the river, the Gila Butte side of that herd is actually doing fairly well, although it still is suffering from disease. But that's almost entirely on private lands. There's a little bit of public land on that side. And I think when that part of the herd was initiated years ago, I think people didn't expect it was going to do as well as it had. And so the private landowners in that area are somewhat disgruntled. And we think we can reduce the size of that population fairly safely by allowing some ewe harvest. Unfortunately, we can't do the alternative, which is to remove those ewes to a different population because of the disease die-off that happened in 2009. Those animals are still, some of them anyway, are still carrying the disease. And it would be very difficult to arrange a situation in which we tested individual animals, knew that they were clean, and then still could move them into another herd. That's logistically very difficult. So we're proposing that we initiate some ewe harvesting to reduce the size of that herd a bit and perhaps add a little bit of landowner tolerance to the bighorns, which are primarily on private lands. And then the Clemen Mountain herd is also in that Yakima area. And it, so far, again, knock on wood, is maintaining healthy status, and again, we're just reducing the number of ram tags to rebalance the ewe and ram ratio. That's our major donor herd to other herds in the state. Those are the only changes we're proposing for our bighorn populations this time around. Mountain goats we manage fairly closely because we have to manage them quite conservatively. We've been able to do aerial surveys on most of our goat herds in most years, and so most of these changes reflect that, except the last one, which I'll talk about a bit more. So this is the map of our existing hunted mountain goat herds, as seen in the hunter pamphlet. And I'll draw your attention first to this northern one here, Metau. Population on the east part of the east of the Cascade Crest, that population has evidently either gone down or moved to places that we're somewhat unsure about. The last couple of times we've been able to get in the air and fly that population, very few goats seen. I wish I could tell you more. I can't, except that it's inappropriate to be hunting that population when it seems to be as small as it is, or perhaps has gone to some area that we're not able to monitor it. So we propose suspending that permit, at least until we get a better handle on what's going on there. However, we've had a couple of goat populations in Region 3 increase, according to our latest counts there, above the threshold where we could increase the permit. So we're proposing increasing from a single permit to two in this Bumping River area and also in this Natchez Pass area. And then finally, in the Mount Baker area, which has these sort of sub-units to make sure that the hunting pressure is evenly distributed, due to vacation schedules, snow, or whatever, we had hunters actually not show up, in some cases not hunt, and success rates well over 90% in these areas. So typically, a permit equals a harvested goat. But for whatever reason, we didn't have that this year. And so we can probably compensate by adding a bit more hunter opportunity with no great population consequence in this area next year. The largest change we're proposing for goats is a new hunt to occur on the Olympic Peninsula, and I will call your attention to the fact that this is a rather different sort of hunt than all the ones I've just talked about on the Cascades. Recall that these goats are not native animals. They were brought there in the 1920s into the park and, of course, exist outside the park as well. Increasingly, we've been monitoring through websites and in cooperation with the Forest Service through questionnaires, monitoring conflicts with people. Although people like to see goats, they don't like to be approached closely and threatened by them. That has occurred, as I'm sure you're aware, there was a death in the park a few years ago. Thankfully, that hasn't reoccurred, but we have increasing credible reports of people pretty uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the Forest Service is supportive of reducing that population. We've worked closely with them. So I don't know if there's an official name for this, but we think of it as a conflict reduction hunt. Therefore, we use a different approach. We don't have to be as conservative because we are actually interested in reducing the population. As to what effect this will have exactly on the kind of scary situations people get into with goats, I have to tell you that I am not sure. Certainly, if there are fewer goats, there'll be less opportunity. I would guess that if the commission agrees and this hunt goes forward, that the first goats to be harvested by hunters are most likely to be those that typically hang out closer to people. Whether goats that remain would therefore change their behavior, I don't know. I'm not going to sell this on that basis. But it will be interesting to monitor and see. Meanwhile, the park, our next-door neighbor, is beginning to embark on a new program that they hope will result in moving forward with reducing or perhaps even eliminating goats in the park. And so to kind of be a good neighbor and yet still provide hunters with opportunity, there's a great many more hunters who wish to harvest a goat than have opportunity in our conservative Cascade hunts. This is an opportunity to perhaps get a goat in a situation in which we actually want to reduce the population. So the specifics, we're proposing two different areas, Mount Washington and Brothers, and within Mount Washington, two different seasons. The first one would be coincident with the Alpine High Mountain Wilderness Area deer hunt, and the second one slightly later. And here's the specifics of where those are located. We think these goats are probably separate groups, although in both cases, they're right on the border with the park, and so the goats probably do go back and forth to the park. Obviously, the permit area does not extend to the park. Because we're right up against the park and because these are popular hiking trails, our idea, but we're only talking about six hunters per year, our idea is that we would actually individually contact each of these hunters, give them specific do's and don'ts, recommendations of ways that they could safely, ethically harvest a goat in a way that would be socially acceptable to people who are in that area, and also awareness of where the park boundary is. This is the Mount Washington area and the Brothers area as mapped.
Okay.
With that, I'll entertain any questions.
Great. Thanks. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. Interesting. Two questions. The population throughout the whole state of goats, if a guesstimate on that, and then the specific population in Olympic National Park.
So we so the questions were, do we have a population estimate of goats statewide and in the park? And in both cases, we have estimates that are a bit old. The first question, I believe the most recent estimate is a few years old, developed by Cliff Rice when he was finishing that goat study, and it was in the neighborhood of 1,600 plus or minus a few hundred. That was based on a combination of actual surveys, extrapolations, guesstimates. It's probably the best we have to work with now, and I doubt that we're resourced to be able to improve on that in the next few years, because we would have to do intensive surveys, including in places we don't typically survey goats because we're not hunting them. The populations are small and scattered. It's very difficult to do it efficiently. My understanding is that we have a mixed bag of increases and decreases within that. Some populations seem to be doing quite well and increasing, others are decreasing, and we probably don't have a real good handle on the reasons for all of that. I believe the most recent park estimate, now I'm wishing I should have brought that. It's been a little while since I've looked at that, 600 or 700. Oh. It's gone back up since the reduction of the mid-1990s. And that plus the recent death, I think, has spurred them to once again enter the world of trying to reduce goats. I don't want to speak for them. They will be having their own public process, and I suspect before long it will become well known what's going on. They're planning on scoping their internal process in a couple of months, and then it'll become an external scoping, and you'll get to hear all about it.
I know that you're well aware of this. When they do the harvest in the park, that's going to be a ripe one for controversy.
Right.
I mean, I understand why it's going to occur, and I wholeheartedly support it. But I'm just that has all the ingredients of another national campaign of emails coming our way.
I suspect you're right. I don't want to prejudge their process, but we have been in close contact with them, and what they would like to do at this early stage is to live capture as many of those as possible. We already have a process in place of identifying areas we would like to put them within the native population in the Cascades, places where in the past we've overhunted them and they've not responded as well. So we are hoping that a nice handshake could occur. But of course, it is expensive to move the live goats. And if they get to the point where they want to remove more goats than they can do with live capture, then it will certainly get to be contentious. We're very aware of that.
Thank you.
Interesting. Any other questions? Okay, has anyone signed up? No one signed up. Well, we're in the nice situation of being very, very far ahead of our agenda. It's only